hearing. The purpose, oh, first I remind anyone in the room with their phone turned on to please put it on the silent mode. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to council, the region of Queens municipality, with regard to its intention to rezone property identified as PIN number 700194019, located at 135 Old Port Matune Road in Liverpool, to downtown commercial C1 zone from restricted residential R1 zone. The property owners wish to open a restaurant. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. A, opening remarks. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. Two, a person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. Three, this meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borno's rules of order. Before I commence to number four, Planner Mike McLeod is going to give an overview.
Yes, Mayor, as a brief background, the region has received an application to rezone two properties that are located on Old Port Matune Road in Liverpool, civic numbers 135 and 143 Old Port Matune Road. It is the wish of the applicant to open a restaurant and install gas pumps on the properties. 143 Old Port Matune Road is currently zoned as neighborhood commercial C3, and 135 Old Port Matune Road is restricted residential R1. The proposed uses for the properties would be those that are considered under the highway commercial C2 designation. With applications such as these, the municipal planning strategy does contain policy that council, things that council would look at when evaluating a planning amendment proposal. Those items are listed under policy 12.5.2 of the municipal planning strategy. So the properties themselves, as I had indicated, the 143 Old Port Matune Road is zoned as neighborhood commercial, and 135 is restricted residential R1. The area in and around these properties is predominantly low density residential development. 143 Old Port Matune Road contains an existing convenience store that's been at that location for many years. 135 Old Port Matune Road contains an existing single detached dwelling. The properties, 143 is a relatively small parcel of land, containing the convenience store, the building taking up the majority of the property. It's about 6,500 square feet in area. 135 is a considerably larger parcel of land, comprising approximately 26,000 square feet in area, with about 120 feet of frontage on Old Port Matune Road. The roads in that area are municipally owned and maintained. They're relatively narrow roads with no sidewalks. And there is a fair amount of traffic at times in the vicinity of both of these properties. So there was essentially three options to consider when both Planning Advisory Committee and Council looked at this for first reading, and that was to maintain status quo and denying the request, amending the municipal planning strategy to rezone both properties to allow for these uses, or to amend the single property at 135 Old Port Matune Road alone as a standalone rezoning of that property. So staff had reviewed the application when it was submitted and did have some concerns respecting the potential impacts on the surrounding residential neighborhood, looking at things like traffic in the area, pedestrian safety, environmental concerns, and the like. So The application was then brought to the region's planning advisory committee on September the 17th, at which time the application was reviewed and there was a considerable discussion around the proposed uses for the properties. While it was a general feeling that the proposed uses of the applicant could benefit the community, the location of the uses did raise some concern. So in the end, the committee was not supportive of the installation of gas pumps use at the location, but was more receptive to the establishment of a restaurant at the 135 Old Port Mattoon Road. So at the end of the Planning Advisory Committee discussion, it was the recommendation that only the 135 Old Port Mattoon Road be rezoned to allow for the restaurant use at that location. And it was also the recommendation that the zoning designation be downtown commercial C1, as that is a more restrictive list of permitted uses within that zone, and it would not open the area up as much to potentially other uses under the highway commercial zone. So.
Thank you, Mr. McLeod. Question number four. The floor is now open for comments. I invite Jonathan Bowers, who wishes to speak.
Dealing with, but my intention is still to pursue gas pumps at some point down the road through a separate application. Although there was an appetite for it at PAC, there seemed to be one at council, and there definitely seemed to be one with the public, at least the ones that I've spoken to. But today we're dealing primarily with the restaurant application. I think it's something that, you know, Robin and I have been talking for a long time. We've looked for opportunities in town to purchase existing. We've seen an interest in having more places to eat in town, and we've analyzed the properties that are available and potential spots that we could put one. The opportunity came up a few years ago to purchase the piece of land next to our store, and we knew there was some risk involved in doing so and not knowing if we could get the land converted to the proper zoning, but we took that risk, given it the opportunity to buy an adjacent. Primary interest in the location is just capitalizing on investment that we've already made in our store that everybody's seen over the last 6 years since we've been in business, and just creating more of a hub that part of town on our side of the bridge where customers can get everything they need without the requirement to depend on the grocery stores or food establishments elsewhere. As mentioned in previous meetings, we've made significant investments as well in creating power backup solutions so we can become an emergency hub in situations, although hopefully rare in the future, like Dorian, where the town was crippled without power. But yeah, I mean, this is the next step for us. We're in town. We're looking to reinvest any profits we've gotten from West End, and we're looking to create more jobs, and we're looking to provide businesses that the town's looking for. So, but I'm also here to answer any questions anybody else may have about our project.
Thank you, Jonathan, and we need your civic number.
Oh, 14 Enos Collins Lane.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the gallery that would like to speak on this matter? Anyone from council with any questions for clarification? If not, I declare the public meeting adjourned. We'll take a few moments to allow our presenter to set herself up, and as soon as she's ready,